With more than 30,000 assisted living communities in the U.S., navigating the right care setting or community can be overwhelming, especially for family members and older adults. Hello, everyone. I'm Cheryl Mugel, and welcome to My Care Advisors. In this episode, Finding the Right Care Setting for Your Aging Loved One, we are joined by Mike Awadalla. He's a certified senior advisor and senior care consultant from Care Patrol Walnut Creek. He will share his key considerations for choosing a care setting, common challenges faced, the supportive Care Patrol process, and also an inspiring client story with valuable resources. Get ready to listen in as we uncover insights and strategies to help you make an informed and compassionate decision for your loved ones. Well, welcome, Mike. It's such a pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, Mike, let's just start our conversation off by sharing with our listeners, what are some of those key factors that one should consider when choosing a care setting for an aging loved one?
Yeah, I mean, thank you again, Cheryl, for the opportunity. I mean, we work with families that usually under a lot of stress, and usually they're overwhelmed, caring for their elderly loved ones. So there is a lot of emotions involved with this project of moving an elderly loved one into a senior living option. So some of the factors I usually want my adult children to talk about is the health of their parents. So that's a major factor. The interest of their, elderly loved ones. And then if there is family and friends that will be visiting in the area, location will be important, right? And finally is the financials. In my experience, financials usually is a major factor because you could find places, especially in where I, operate, which is like Contra Costa County and Alameda County, the San Francisco Bay Area is very expensive. So a lot of people, wanted to know, if they drive an extra hour, would that save them money? So the financials are usually very important. Now, just a little bit more about these factors. Now, when it comes to health, I'll give you a couple of examples. If someone is realizing that their elderly loved one is becoming forgetful, then there is a possibility that they will need a memory care option. So in that case, I will make sure whatever option I offer that can provide both possibilities. For example, they could be an assisted living / a memory care community because you want to minimize the movement. You don't want to move them into an assisted living that does not have memory care. And then a few years later, the memory gets so bad, it become an issue, and now they need to move to another location where there is memory care. So that's really important. And when it comes to health, it's not just dementia, It could be a community that cannot provide, very high level of care. Take diabetes, for example, or if they have a stroke, maybe they need help transferring. So each community have different level of care capabilities. So we need to make sure we address that. Another thing I always try to educate my clients on, when choosing a community for your elderly loved one, you need to consider their interest, your parents' interests. I mean, you want them to be happy. Right. So, if they like to walk, maybe if there is a walking club in that community, if they like to garden, the same. Maybe there is a gardening club, and so on. And so their interest is really important because you want them to be happy where they move. And again, you know, location, I would say the last factor. And I always tell my clients, the care is the most important thing. We need to make sure they're safe. And if you have to drive an extra 45 minutes or an hour to a place, it's worth it because you probably will visit once or twice a week, but your elderly loved one live in that community 24/7. So I would say these are the major factors.
Mike, I really like how you really boiled it down to the four key factors. That's brilliant. Thank you. Know, because that's what I've heard as well, the health, the interest, location, and of course, the financial challenges. And so I was wondering, in your experience, do you have a few tips that you could share to help address some of these challenges, especially for older loved ones and family members as they're helping their family member make those decisions?
To address these challenges, I think the adult children need to have an open mind. And again, we go back and think, it's your elderly loved one who's going to live in that community, not yourself. So their you know, happiness at that community is the most important thing. And to address these challenges, we always going to do an assessment, and we need to understand the full situation from health, from interest, from financials. And so once we have that information, our job as a senior care advisors is to educate the family members, is to guide them, support them, and help them choose the best fit. So I think that is the way Care Patrol really solve these issues. You know, we help advise the families and we help, you know, make them find the right place.
Well, thank you for sharing that. I was wondering, do you have a specific approach that you normally take with families that you found is successful? And also, if you could share maybe a client success story, that would be wonderful.
A lot of stories over, you know, I've been doing this for about 8 years. I always, you know, tell, you know, my friends and family, one day I'm going to write a book about this. Yeah. So specific approach, I would say I like to connect in person with the family. I am not, you know, of course, it's always start with a phone call. You know, we talk, we send emails, we send options. But the real benefit to the family is that Care Patrol can provide that one-on-one personal attention, hand-holding, and us able to tour the family members in our cars. That one-on-one personal contact with the family member is where the main value comes. So, I mean, most other agencies do not have that capability. Care Patrol have over 200 offices over in the U.S. So we're always looking to do the personal support for the families. I'll share one story I connected with one time. She is 92 years old. Really lovely, funny lady, sweet, very independent, and that's really important. She really valued her independence. This poor lady, 92, you know, she has CHF, you know, consecutive heart failure. She just had two knees replaced, so she's starting to have some mobility issues. She's becoming a little bit forgetful, you know, 92, that's natural. And family members are not local, okay? They're like about 2 hours away from her. I went and visited her at her condo, which is in my area, and, met with her, talked to her about, you know, what she's looking for, about her interest. And what I loved about her, she loves to walk, you know, even with her mobility challenges. And she is more like not an advocate, but very involved with her community and politics and all that. So she's social, she's smart, she's intelligent. And she realized that, you know, with her forgetfulness, that, you know, in a few years, there's a good chance she will be needing some care. So she want to be safe. And all that together with her health issues, and she also have emphysema and all that, she's feeling isolated because, you know, family members are a little bit far away and she doesn't see them as often as she likes. So, you know, I connected with her and we talked about a few options. And the options that I helped her find, they have walk-in clubs because she loved to walk. You know, it's an active community, so it's for her socializing. They do morning exercises. They have in-house theater. There is a lot of, like, for example, happy hour on the weekends. So there is a lot of socializing, and that's what she likes. She's like a, you know, a social butterfly. She wants to meet people. She wants to make friends. She feel isolated. And another thing, because she's very involved and she watches the news every day, this community that I thought is going to be a perfect fit for her, there is a group of seniors. They meet every single morning. They bring their newspapers and they discuss the issues, you know, the political issues going on. So there is this group that in this community, and, you know, that's something special. You don't see it everywhere. So she doesn't have family. So I went, I picked her up on another day and I brought her to see this community. And we walked around she loved one unit, which is a corner unit. She wanted it to be sunny, you know, a lot of light inside the room. So she got a one-bedroom corner unit, a lot of light. She said, this is the place. She didn't want to see any other places, you know, from the first one. And I said, okay, what do you think? She said, yeah, I want to bring my daughter to see it. I said, absolutely. So we made another appointment where she and her daughter came in, again, toured the community. She showed her the apartment. And then we scheduled a lunch for them at the community. After that tour, they signed the paper and they took it right away. And I seen her a couple of times in the community and she is super happy. So, you know, for us as advisors, the biggest reward is that appreciation from the family, is that trust that they give us. And it is, it's really very, very satisfying for us. I mean, when you are helping people and you're trying to, you know, give them a better life quality, I would say. So that's one story, and I believe I have hundreds of them. One day you'll read my book.
Oh, I can't wait to read that. That sounds fabulous. And I mean, how you were able to match perfectly with her interests, and that's wonderful. And I'm sure has to be extremely happy. And as you said, probably helping to solve the world problems today, I think.
And there's a lot.
Right. Well, I was wondering, Mike, in your thoughts and everything that you've done over the last number of years, what are a few resources and or support networks that are available to families who are seeking this guidance to navigate the process? Because it can be really daunting to find the perfect match not everybody has a mic in their area. I know there's a number of care patrol locations also around the country, as you mentioned. But so what are some of the recommendations you may have?
Absolutely. So resources, thanks God I had that experience, for the last 8 years working in my community. And I make sure to network with other professionals who's working with the elderly. So we network with the Area Agency on Aging. We network with the chambers. We network with BNI, Business Network International. So we build these trusted relationships with other professionals working with the elderly. For example, in-home health agencies, where they could provide physical therapy, they could provide nurses. We also network with hospice agencies. When the time comes, the families need to know about what's available, what's their options regarding hospice. So there's so many resources from lawyers, from, care managers, to even the facilities themselves. So we do like to share this information with the family, because imagine yourself caring for your own parent. There is a really good chance you're going to be overwhelmed and stressed, because you also have to take care of your own life. And now you become the sandwich generation, where you're caring for your own family, your own profession, and then you need to also provide that care to your elderly parents. So most families we connect with, they're usually just really sad and don't know where to start. And that really, bring us in as advisors to give that value, give that guidance, give that support to them. We connect them with lawyers, we connect them with hospice agencies, in-home health, the Area Agency on Aging, if they need to connect with the county, Medicare, and so on and so on. There is a lot of resources for the elderly.
Yeah, well, fantastic. And like you said, it's really knowing where to start. I think that's a really great thought. So to call Care Patrol, it sounds like, locate Care Patrol in your local area.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, as our episode nears the end, I'm wondering, Mike, if you could share any other thoughts, tips, or anything else that you think, especially for family members being proactive and older adults as they're looking, proactively, but also if there's urgent need too. If there's, when people are being just discharged from a hospital or moving from a different care setting, any other thoughts you may want to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, you're right. Hospitals are usually just putting a lot of pressure on families to discharge as soon as possible. And that puts the family into a stress situation where they feel, their parent cannot go back to their home and they need to be in a place. And it become a major issue for them. So us as advisors and our experience and our training is really very, very important for them. As I talked earlier, we tour the family members. We also make sure we study the care and violation history of every community we work with. And then we teach, these family members, we handhold them and help them find the right fit for their. So the advisors themselves, the care patrol advisors are highly trained to support every family. So use us as much as you can, because we are a free service for the families. We are compensated by the senior living communities. So it is, I would say, level one or the first step is to take, connect with your care patrol advisor. I would say another thing, know your elderly loved ones' wishes. You want to make sure wherever they go, they're going to be happy, they're going to be supported, they're going to get the care needs that they need. If you know that, it would become a smoother transition. Now, for other issues, maybe plan your financials in advance, because financials really play a major role here in this transition. And I would say, finally, I always tell, families when I connect with them, and start early and educate yourself. And our job is to help you, giving you that information. But do not wait for an incident. A lot of families said, they're okay now, but God forbid they fall or they get sick, then we're dealing with a whole different situation. So don't wait for an incident, plan your financials, know your parents' wishes, and connect with your care patrol advisors. Let us do our job. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike, for joining us today and sharing your insight with our listeners. I'm sure there's a number of people who already have been taking notes and thinking about their next steps. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mike, for joining us today and sharing this important information with our listeners. To view resources, show notes, and access more MyCare Advisors episodes, visit MyCareAdvisors.com. You can also subscribe and listen to our podcast on your favorite app. I leave you with this thought. To care for those who once cared for us is one of life's most treasured gifts. Choose to be inspired to live the best life every day. Thank you for listening. We are grateful to be your guide.